interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
John, this goes back a little over a week to the 10th of May, and we're in Sinaloa, Mexico, Culiacan, and 26-year-old Martin Rios is asleep on the couch, and his family is awakened by a loud noise at 4 in the morning. His mother and two cousins come running into the living room, and Martin Rios is not there, and neither is his couch and a small table, as they have fallen into a sinkhole that opened up in the middle of this dude's living room, and he's down at least 10 feet beneath the living room floor. The living room floor gave way because of a drug smuggling tunnel that went under his house that he had no idea was there. The abandoned drug tunnel ran under his house and they say maybe 8 other houses in the neighborhood, the passageway.
There was he didn't even hear this? He didn't hear the digging noises? You know?
They said that the tunnel had been there for at least 10 years.
So maybe before he moved in.
Yeah, he said, we didn't know the tunnel was below us. I remember when I was a teenager, the police came to that house because they found drugs or something like that, but they never said anything about a tunnel. And the tunnel was abandoned and was supposed to be closed up or filled in, but it wasn't done properly. And so the passageway underneath his house gave way and he fell into it.
Okay.
Drug tunnel under your house. You had no idea what was going on.
Is that a selling point? Do you think that when you got to move the property, we got a basement and we got a drug tunnel underneath. Mm-hmm. You can try to reactivate that if you wish.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
I guess I'd be suspicious of anyone who would want to purchase a house with a drug tunnel underneath.
It goes all the way to El Paso, you say.
Let's get to the 911 calls out on Whidbey Island. Beginning Friday, March 26th, 9:50 a.m., Goss Lake Road. 911 caller says, there's an airplane flying over my house. It's trying to kill me, and I'm trying to drink my coffee. Sunday, March 27th, 9:20 p.m. Oh, here's Elderberry Street.
Elderberry wine.
911 caller says, I'm hearing a loud noise coming from the sky. A loud rumble. Like a jet. I'd like to know what it is.
In the shadow of the Naval Air Station.
Wednesday, March 30th, 12:08 a.m. East Harbor Road. 911 caller says, a bomb just went off outside and my ears are ringing. Friday, April 1st, 12:58 p.m., Heller Road. 911 caller asks, can I drive a car with no license to the DMV?
April Fools.
Monday, April 4th, 8:14 a.m., Brooks Hill Road. 911 caller says, some guy I don't know just came over here demanding his fishing gear.
And we've got a rat's nest.
And finally, Wednesday, March 30th, 5:47 p.m., Fish Road. 911 caller says, just get the cops over here. People are running into my house.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.